We are doing Dov's minute, and being that we're entering the middle of the night, entering Friday, we'll do a little bit on lighting candles for Shabbat, get us into the spirit. So the Medrash says, the candles of Basar V'Dam, of flesh and blood, what do we make our candles from? Not really our candles. Ner, in Chazal's time, was the oil lamp. So they made their oil lamp of earthenware or of copper, depending on how wealthy a person is, how much he could honor. And we how much we can honor the Shabbos, we know that the honor of Shabbos is the candles, which, by the way, is why some rabbis in their homes, you'll see long candles. When you go on a date, they don't put these little candles on it there. They put long candles. That's a nice way of honoring Shabbos. But the custom is to have the regular candles. God says to the Jewish people, if you watch over the candles of Shabbos, I will show you the candles of Zion. The candles in which Zion will be lit ultimately, that the streets will be lit. And why is it so that you get such great merit for lighting the candles of Shabbos? Our sages say that the mitzvah of candle lighting candles is so favored before God, that even though God says, I don't need the light of the candles, but God tells Moshe, you tell Aaron that he should go daber el Aaron and tell him, how should you light the candles? God gives him exact directions. Leave the candle there until the flame goes up on its own. God says, I have a special place in my heart for lighting candles. And we do our miniature lighting candles Erev Shabbos. Hasidim do special lighting of candles. There's a Hasidic concept that it's brought in Kabbalah and Arizal, that in a shul you should always light candles, and if you light candles, it's like in the temple, like in our Parsha Baal Oscha, there are special merits, as we discussed in our Taryag Mitzvot classes.